You've done it. After a few nights out, you've successfully made it all the way to the bedroom. Things are getting a little hot and heavy as you enter the bedroom and you continue to passionately make out with your partner. It's completely dark. You dance your way onto the bed, and you get a little lost in the moment. Not remembering who was wearing what, you keep going so you don't break momentum. You're right on the edge of the bed, so close to engaging in activities you've been dreaming up all evening. Here it comes, the challenge. Getting your partner undressed when all you have to see is what you can feel with your hands. It is a challenge, but one that ends with sweet, sweet reward. Now, what if you had an assistive device like a prosthesis to deal with at foreplay? Do you take off the leg before, during, or after the steam starts to build? At what point do you stop and ask for help transferring from your wheelchair to the bed? What if your partner needs a little help moving in a way that requires a lot of dexterity or flexibility between the sheets? As countless as there are secret fantasies, there are just as many kinds of challenges that people face when it comes to living the lives that we each want. Let's be honest though, none of these struggles have yet to stop any of us from getting busy. What me and some friends hope to share with you through these articles is a glimpse into the lesser talked about sex positivity and disability awareness. I hope to share stories of our journeys to finding love, orgasms, and maybe even teach you a thing or two about the conditions that only make up part of our lives. Think about physical disabilities for a moment as an example. These are often plain to see because a person may be in a power chair, use a prosthetic limb, or even use a white cane to navigate, such as the one blind individuals can use. Chances are many of you reading this spent at least a few weeks in crutches or with an arm in a cast growing up. So now, what about the fact that for nearly 8 million Americans, using some assistive device for mobility is not a temporary thing to endure? Add to the daily hurdles, the overly idealistic dating landscape, and you start to get the picture of how unfun it can be to compete in the love market with a condition everyone can see. Oh yes, and then there's the bedroom logistics, but we're getting to that. Another common type of physical disability is visual impairments. These can go from partly sighted, such as myself, through to full-on blindness. While I'm fully self-sufficient and independent, there are some very important things I literally cannot see, like whether a woman is wearing an engagement ring, or if that face you just made at me was flirty, or conveying the fact that you're uncomfortable in a certain position. The even deeper side of this conversation is when a disability keeps you not just from seeing, but also from comprehending the messages your partner is trying to send you. Cognitive and social disorders are difficult enough to diagnose and just as tough to mitigate out in the social world. The norm of engaging with a new sexual partner, of course, is getting consent. For people with conditions like Asperger's syndrome or autism, social cues and nonverbal communications are very difficult to interpret. Pacing, escalation, enjoyment, or disgust can be missed by someone with a developmental delay. These individuals can take longer to process communications or communicate themselves in a less conventional way, which, if you're unfamiliar, can be a big turnoff. But the point is, many of us with disabilities have just as much to offer our potential partners as everyone else. Sometimes, having a little more awareness can make all the difference in not letting that temporary turnoff keep you from giving someone the chance to rock your world. Speaking from my own experience now, coming of age came very different than for most of my peers. For them, it involved going away to college, getting a car, forming some great relationships through our prime years. For me, some of these defining experiences, namely intimacy, came a lot later in life. Greatly to do with my visual impairment, these conditions affect other parts of our lives outside of romance. I lived at home throughout college, partied very little, did not get around on my own in Central Florida, and it was only when I became independent and moved to New York City that I really started to date more, or at least attempted to. Learning to be on my own came right alongside the steep learning curve of how to interact and engage with women confidently. It's still not easy by any means, but many of my hurdles are shared among my differently abled friends. Our accomplishments of fulfilling and independent lives also include achieving success in building strong career networks, friendships, and hopefully many, many happy nights too. So much of what everyone seeks in dating centers around enjoyment that what we hope to show you in this column is how far beyond the difficulties we face, we have indeed found deep joy and love. Just like every vagina is different, every person's physical and cognitive abilities and the way they get to those oh moments is just as unique. And even though I'm not suggesting that you go out and hug someone who has a crush on you that also happens to have a disability, I do hope that reading our tales will open up your minds to more right swiping.